Will a La Nina weather pattern return? Find out on this Farm News Update. I'm Danielle Drotzman. USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey discusses recent trends of La Nina formation during the fall and winter months and the possibility of another such system forming this year.
Back on August 14th, the National Weather Service issued a La Nina watch for the possibility, and we're looking at about a 60% likelihood of this happening, of La Nina forming sometime later this autumn or into the winter months. If it does occur, it will be the fifth time in the last six winters that we have seen either La Nina or La Nina-like conditions across the central and eastern equatorial Pacific Ocean. Going back to the winter of 2020-21 and extending through the winter of 2022-23, we saw what we call a very rare triple dip La Nina, where we had La Nina for three consecutive winters. In records going back to the mid-20th century, we have only seen that two other times. Then we followed that with a single year with El Nino, and then during the winter of 2024-25, we saw very much La Nina-like conditions across the United States.
Rippey discusses some of the effects a La Nina weather pattern has in the western and southern parts of the country.
One of the impacts is to see drought tending to spread, particularly in the western and southern part of the United States. During that triple dip La Nina, we saw a 2.5 year period from late 2020 into early 2023, where we saw more than 40% of the contiguous United States experiencing drought. As we move into the southern United States, concerns there as we move on to the winter months would be impact on rangeland, pastures, feed for cattle, as well as the upcoming winter wheat crop. So certainly La Nina does come with its set of risks for agriculture.
With your Farm News Update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.